Welcome to the Amplify Clearwater Show, powered by 13th Avenue Media. We are very excited to take you on a journey to learn more about the incredible businesses, nonprofits, and community leaders that are here in Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. If you feel so inclined, please share this with somebody who might also enjoy it, subscribe, and write a review. Thank you for joining us and enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Amplify Clearwater Show. I'm Sharon Feckety, founder of 13th Avenue Media, which this podcast, Facebook show is powered by. And we have the always lovely Amanda Payne, president of Amplify Clearwater, with us. Say hello to the audience, Amanda.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Well, I'm very happy today to have a superhero with us, whose name is Fabian Fernandez. Some call him Batman sometimes when he's doing an event, but today he is Fabian Fernandez. Welcome to the show.
You outed me, thanks. Thanks for revealing my true identity.
Sorry, everybody had to know that you were not just Clark Kent. Oh, that's Superman. Okay, now I'm messing up my superheroes. Sharon's gonna stick to the script. I'm going back to talking about who you are. So you are the campus president of Kaiser University, a university that I have interviewed many students of over the past few years, working with physicians. So why don't you tell us a little bit about you, Fabian, and how you've come to be the campus president of Kaiser?
Well, first off, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it, Sharon, and I look forward to our conversation. I do have to say, Amanda, this is an amazing job that Amplify Clearwater has done. I mean, establishing in 2019 and having already over 800 members, that is amazing. You guys have done a fantastic job, especially representing the Clearwater area. So it's a privilege to be on. I have been here for, been in the industry for 20 years. I am the campus president for the Clearwater campus here at Kaiser University. It is a great organization to work for. I love working for Kaiser University. It is one of the largest organizations or universities in the state of Florida. And I'm very proud of all the graduates for Kaiser University, especially now that they're working in the front line. There are many graduates working in the front line as nursing, search techs, medical assisting, you name it, they're out there pounding the pavement, and they're the unsung heroes of this whole pandemic. So I recognize them, I wanna recognize them, and shout out to all the Kaiser graduates who are working hard to keep us safe.
Oh, yes, that is wonderful to point out, because really and truly they have been the heroes throughout this pandemic. It continues today, but we are all doing what we can and our part with being safe, especially here at Amplify Clearwater, huge advocates of the mask and social distancing. I'm glad you brought that up, Fabian, though, because you are a huge part of what happens to these wonderful nurses and medical assistants. So why don't you tell us what it's been like, in this 2020 era that we're living in with students today? What has been the pivot and transition with Kaiser?
Certainly. In the beginning of the year, when we started getting information about the pandemic, we obviously started immediately looking at what our steps would be if there was a shutdown. Kaiser University stands in a unique position because every single one of our classes already included a platform, an online platform. So even though they were coming to campus to take their classes, be it nursing, search tech, or any other hands-on criminal justice business, they all had an online platform that the professor was already using to be able to communicate with the students, give them homework, or give them the actual work that they needed to do or studying for a test. So they were already used to using this Blackboard platform. Once the shutdown happened, which seems to have been from one day to the next, all of our students were mobilized online, including our faculty immediately. And it was really a seamless transition. We didn't need to create online logins or anything like that. They already all had it. So it was a matter of transitioning. They did not skip a beat. We didn't have to cancel classes. We just went to an online format. And then throughout that transition up to August, we started a hybrid, bringing them back in in a controlled environment, looking at social distancing. We have our campus completely modified with spacing and signage and making sure that we observe social distancing within the classroom and we only allow a certain number of students. Another benefit of Kaiser is we have small classes. Mm. So for example, the largest class in our campus, for example, a class of 30, we divided it and there's a group of 10 students that come in and the professor teaches, they record the session, it's available online. So the students have an incredible amount of information that they can tap into and access. So the only drawback that we had is the clinical experience. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of hospitals and clinics shut down.
Right.
And we did not allow students to go in. So in that case, we had to go ahead and go into a simulated environment. So some accreditors, programmatic accreditors, allow simulation like nursing, and others like surgical tech don't allow simulation. So that doesn't mean we just don't do it. It means that we keep working on their hands-on skills in the lab here until those hospitals and clinics were able to open up. Once they opened up, they transitioned back into the clinic environment, hospital environments, and were able to start making up some of these hours that they had missed.
So I would remember when I was running a pediatric practice in Clearwater not too long ago, a little over 7 years ago, we always had students come in to follow our physicians and or if they wanted to learn about medical billing or medical assisting. Do the students still have the opportunity to go into private practices?
They do.
They do.
Yes, so some never shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Very few didn't shut down. There were still medical assistings going out. But now it's picking up. Obviously, they have opened up and they're in dire need. Imagine a lot of people, the waiting lines are months out. So there's a lot of work and they need all the help they can get. So our students are out there in the front lines.
That's wonderful. So why don't, for those in the audience today that don't really know what Kaiser offers, can we go down the line of some of the fabulous studies that Kaiser University offers?
Certainly. So Kaiser University offers over 100 different degrees. We have campuses all over the state, over 20 campuses. Our flagship campus is located in West Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. We do have an on-ground component and an online component and hybrid thereof. So it's going to be impossible to go over every degree, but I can tell you
plenty of time. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
So, here at the Clearwater campus, we offer both associates, bachelor's and master's degrees. So to give you an idea, the associate degree side, we're talking about criminal justice, general studies, HSA, which is Health Services Administration, Homeland Security, nursing, surgical technology, medical assisting, information technology. So a large gamut of the industry. At the bachelor degree level, we offer psychology, of course, nursing, management of information systems, legal studies, cyber forensics, business administration, accounting. It's a long list.
Let me ask you, because I want to really know this myself, right? I work with physicians and many other businesses, but mostly physicians. And we've always had the issue of hiring, right? And I've always liked to become affiliated with local colleges that are bringing students right out that are looking for jobs. But what I have found as a consultant versus being somebody that runs businesses is a lot of the physicians will say things like, I want somebody with experience. So I always say when somebody wants somebody with experience, it's kind of like that, how do you get a credit card? Well, you know, you have to have credit in order to get the credit card, right? So the students sometimes come at a disadvantage of having that, because that's reality. I'm telling you as somebody who knows, who works inside of these practices. So what do you suggest? How do we change that conversation? Because I mean, it's very easy for me to say, I would like nothing more than to have somebody straight out of school because you're fresh and you're excited and you want to do the work, not like the jaded others. I'm kidding. but what would you say when you hear that? Because I'm sure you're not hearing that a lot, but I'm hearing it all the time.
Yeah, and some don't come with bad habits, right? That they've developed in other jobs. So the key for developing that relationship, the university has to develop a relationship with the community. We do that through advisory boards. Advisory boards are a group of individuals within that particular industry, which are our advisors. Not only do they look at the curriculum, but they also look at the end product. You know, most of them have hired our students or have used our students for externship possibilities and give them opportunities to be able to develop their skills in externship, which leads me into the second step, which is having that externship. Many of the organizations open up their doors for students to come in and complete their hours. There's a certain number of hours that students need to complete before they're able to graduate from the program in some of these programs that we're referring to, for example, medical assisting. And they actually have to go out to physically go out to these clinics. And believe it or not, some of these clinics, that is a long interview process for them. Is this somebody who we want to go ahead and offer a job to? Is this somebody who I want to recommend for one of my friends who has a medical office? So that is a great opportunity to test drive per se, the process. And the other one is of course through advisory board. But I would say in reference to the experience part is we constantly receive feedback from our community to be able to keep our curriculum up to date. One of the issues that we have heard in the last couple of years is the lack of soft skills. So a student can learn through books and textbooks, everything you teach them hands-on. But at the end of the day, if they have poor soft skills, it's going to affect the customer service experience. So soft skills is something that we have added and incorporated into our curriculum in the last few years. And it's a key component because by the time they go out, we have worked on those soft skills that some of them should have learned at their childhood, but they didn't.
I am so happy to hear this, Fabian, because what I have witnessed has been, you know, I would interview a lot of people and I would think, what are they teaching them in school? Like, because of just the interview process, the resume, how it looks, there's so much to focus on when they're in school already, right? Just learning about becoming a nurse or becoming a medical assistant. But you're so right. I mean, the soft skills are really, really necessary. So it's very encouraging to hear that that's something that's being taken very seriously there. It's needed.
It certainly is. And the bedside manners, especially for nursing, you know, patients are in a very vulnerable situation when they're in a hospital and they look for that comfort. They look for that bedside manner that the nurse brings to that. And we're reviving that. I think at some point the nursing career started, you know, towing the line there, but we're reviving that and making sure that the nurse that is graduated from Kaiser University is a well-rounded nurse that understands not only the physical requirements but also the emotional requirements of the job, and to be able to really comfort the patient during their time of need.
So before I move this over to talking about your last 5 years with Amplify Clearwater, and kicking on over to Amanda selfishly again, I want to know, what can businesses do to create relationships with?
I think Sharon is frozen there on us, so I'll go ahead and steal it from her. We had a problem a little earlier, but really, you know, I know you know this, but your team is very involved with Amplify, and we're grateful for that. We certainly are appreciative of you allowing your team to be a part of our organization and all Kaiser's support to the community. At Amplify, as you know, we are very interested and involved in making sure that we have, you know, that we are connected to education in a way that it connects the business community. You know, what we hear so much, you talked about the soft skills, what we hear so much from our businesses is having a trained and available workforce is so much a part of their attraction and where they locate and where they come and where they choose to invest. And so for being a business advocacy organization, we obviously want to be that liaison. And it's just wonderful to have a partner like Kaiser in our community that understands the needs of our community and are educating the future leaders of our community, really, and developing that opportunity, that growing that workforce and that talent pipeline for our job creators and investors. Sharon, you wanted to know something selfishly before your internet took you away there for a second. So,
welcome to 2020 technology. Am I back?
You're back.
You're back. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because one of the things that we did realize early on, and this is a project that was spearheaded by Mrs. Kaiser, Dr. Arthur Kaiser's wife, was the incorporation of a course and offering it to all of our students in the entire Kaiser organization. That is for leadership, and it's called the Greatness Leadership Initiative. Don Yeager, a famous New York author, was able to come and teach the course. And this is a course that's been offered for free to all of our students. They do get a college credit on top of that, but it is a free course that the university has offered, not only to all the students, but also to the staff and faculty. Don Yeager is a fantastic writer. He has been able to write biographies of many different famous individuals. And this is something that we saw that students needed further training in leadership. And that is something we did throughout this pandemic to offer this to our students free of charge. And it's and starting in August, we actually started incorporating it into the curriculum for all the students that enrolled free of charge.
What a great offering. That's amazing. We need more of that. Good for you guys, Kaiser. So I want to give you guys a little plug for something you might find beneficial in talking about your organization. I hired every woman and man that came through an externship from school in a practice. And I think you're absolutely right. I think that when somebody has the opportunity to devote time to educating somebody on the job and then being able to almost mold them into how you want them to do business is a great advantage. So any businesses that are out there watching or listening today, if you've had any apprehension about bringing on students, I highly recommend that you give them a chance, right? We have to remember where we all came from too, where we started out fresh out of school and nobody would give us an opportunity because we didn't have the history. But we have to put more focus on encouraging and training, and not just the children. I can't even say the children anymore, because there's a lot of adults now that are going back to school or just decided to go to school, right? I mean, do you have a percentage of adults that come back after they've taken a break from school that join Kaiser?
We do, both as to further their studies and even as employees. Keep in mind that Kaiser University is not a new kid in the block. We've been around for 42 years. Mm-hmm. We have been, I mean, I don't think there's a highway you drive in Florida that you don't see the Kaiser University signage. Mm-hmm. So we're extremely involved in the community. Our students are extremely involved in our community. I mean, props to our students. We do a lot for the community, but our students go above and beyond. They offer their services, they volunteer for many different organizations. So we're very proud of our, not only of our current students, but also of our alumni at Kaiser University.
That's so great. And so have you enjoyed being a part of Amplify Clearwater for the last few years, Fabian?
Love it. And I look forward to even further activities. I mean, it is incredible the amount of work you guys have done in such a short period of time. And I look forward to seeing what is up next for our future relationship. Anything that you guys need, you can always count on Kaiser University. We look forward to it. And I believe that it's going to be a force to be reckoned with, and it's something that we can multiply in many different regions. I mean, it's a fantastic job that you guys have done. I'm just curious. I really want that blueprint. How did you guys achieve such such great momentum in such a short period of time?
And you know what? I have a great team. And we are a small army, but we're a mighty army, is what I say. And honestly, and Sharon, I've talked about this in other other settings and opportunities, this pandemic gave us an opportunity to kind of prove who we were, right? And what we had, you know, kind of our superpowers, but man, we were able to, you know, really expose our superpowers here and just, you know, looking to our businesses and trying to be that resource. And our new membership, to your point, just escalated throughout this pandemic in a way that I never even imagined. But we were there, we were working hard to get answers and be a resource and connect our community at a time where connecting, excuse me, was very difficult in that traditional manner. So it's been a lot of fun. It really has. There's no blueprint. It's just a group of folks working really hard to address the needs of our community.
So Sharon, can I ask one question of Amanda? Amanda, sorry to flip the tables on you here. I'm going to interview real quick. What do you think is one of the biggest challenges which Amplify Clearwater has seen in all its members throughout this year? Obviously, you know, the pandemic, but what in specific have you seen a common challenge between all the organizations?
Well, I think it's a lack of the unknown, right? I mean, it's just, if you can't plan if you don't know what's going to happen next. And I think that's why, you know, Amplify throughout the pandemic tried to, you know, really connect our businesses to decision makers, to community leaders, to the folks that were in the know and making decisions and part of a reopening. You know, we did the business reopening guidelines that we created and had a strategic workforce on, you know, what could our municipalities do to be supportive of our businesses as they reopened, as well as state recommendations, many of which we've told are going to be adopted in the 2021 legislative session. So all of those we consider successes. But for our businesses, I think it's just that, you know, our businesses are planners, right? And they need predictability and stability. And when you take that out of the equation, it's difficult to know how to plan for what comes next. And what I have seen in our tourism market, because we are a destination that people still want to come to and visit, we have recovered faster. Tourism was only down about 4% in September from the year before, which is just absolutely incredible. We are returning faster, and we are more resilient than a lot of other communities throughout our country. And that's an incredible thing. So I think our businesses are beginning to see light and to see light at the end of the tunnel, and really remaining steady. And that steady reopening guide, you know, that reopening path, but doing it safely, is where our businesses are, and I think want to see us remain.
Interesting.
How about that, Fabian?
I love it. Love it.
We have our own superheroes right here at Amplify Clearwater.
I see that. I'm jealous.
But it really is, the truth is, Amanda and I have talked a lot about the silver lining, and the silver lining has been that, you know, when hard times come, you have to pivot and you have to try things. And Amanda and Jenny and the team were willing to try new things, and doing this show was one of them, and having an opportunity for businesses to get out there and discuss what they do virtually has been a great, I mean, it's been great for me. I don't know about all of you, but I've met some fantastic people. I met Batman. I've met the mayor's wife last interview. You know, it's been great. I mean, and to be able to do that with, you know, being right here in our offices virtually has been an opportunity that I don't think that we're ever going to forget. Everybody says, you know, remember what you did through this time. And I think that Amplify Clearwater, especially Amanda and her team, have done something really great for the community. And we're glad that you're a part of it, Fabian, because Kaiser University is definitely a force to be reckoned with. And we're so happy that you were able to be here today and to share more about what you do. And however we could be a resource in the future, please let us know. And thank you for joining us today, Fabian.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I am very grateful for Amplify Clearwater, and we're looking forward to our future events. You know, hint, hint, maybe a large event with all the organizations together. Once this blows over. But I definitely look forward to our future working relationships and our interaction together. And of course, it's all for our students and our graduates and our alumni, and how even Amplify Clearwater can reach out and touch them as well and benefit. And it's a huge benefit for our students and even our patients, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for all you do. We look forward to seeing you again soon,
virtually and in person. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Amanda, for this time. Once again, I appreciate it, and I look forward to hopefully seeing this whole situation blow over quickly.
We will make it through. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we'd love for you to share it with somebody else who might be interested in learning more about Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. To learn more about sponsorship, please reach out to Jennifer Burrow. Her email address is Jenny, J-E-N-I, at amplifyclearwater.com. Thank you.